This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
As dairy prices rebound, concerns about how Canada may be reducing access to its dairy market through its use of tariff rate quotas. Here with an update, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, as we've been talking about the USMCA, there's some concern that the deal may not be enforced up north.
Yes, overall, this is a good deal for agriculture as well as for dairy specifically, as long as all the parties agreed to do what they said they would do as the USMCA was negotiated. We've already put the U.S. government on notice that they need to make certain that we hold Canada's feet to the proverbial fire, that they open their markets to the extent that they said they would. Already we've heard rumblings that Canada may try to manipulate some of what it agreed to do to keep its market still tightly restricted to U.S. exports. And then frankly, if that's where we end up on this, that's unacceptable. So the good news is that we've already let people in Congress know that. We've let the U.S. Trade Representative's office know that. And all this is about making certain that Canada in particular, as well as Mexico, does what they say they will do here after July 1st as the deal takes effect.
We've seen dairy prices get a nice boost here as of late. And we're also seeing an amount of assistance coming from different places as well for the dairy farmer.
There are at least two ways that farmers are getting direct assistance from the government. One is the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, which we haven't talked about as much, Bill. But earlier in the week, the USDA announced the margin for May, which is not great. As everyone knows who's seen what the milk price was for May, you know that both April and May, the milk price was terrible. And in fact, May's margin was the lowest in many years. And so what that means, though, is that if you are signed up, the highest payout is for those at the 950 coverage level, but there's also going to be payments for margins lower than that. And then the other direct payment program is the coronavirus food assistance program. As of earlier this week, U.S. dairy producers have been approved to receive more than $1.1 billion in direct payments. And we've gotten about 19,000 dairy farm applications, according to USDA's numbers. So that's close to two-thirds of all the dairy farmers in the country, Bill, that have signed up with their county FSA offices since the program started. I think the question is roughly another 10 or 12,000. Maybe they don't want to sign up. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to it. The deadline for sign up is not until the end of August, so we've got more than another month. But certainly there's a significant amount of money available to farmers if they do want to avail themselves of the CFAP program.
Another way USDA is helping dairy producers is this Family Box Food Program. And that's proven to be successful.
Yes, I think the impact of the Farmers to Families Food Box program is being seen in the cash markets for things like cheese and milk powder. We've heard now from USDA that they've delivered about 28 million boxes. It's short of their goal, but certainly all the dairy products that are part of those food boxes and the demand for that, that USDA has purchased those products, that's been one of the stimulative things helping to cause milk prices and other dairy product prices to rebound. So when you look at the entirety of what USDA has been doing, the DMC program was already in place, the new coronavirus food assistance program, those are direct payments, and now the indirect stimulus provided by the Farmers to Families Food Box, all those things have worked together to cause milk prices to rebound to the point where, getting back to the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, Bill, it doesn't look like that program will kick in here the last 6 months of the year. And that's good because it means then that margins are strong enough that we don't need that program for the latter half of 2020.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. For news, resources, and their Dairy Defined podcast, head to nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.